the cabin. All of them!
Oh, Lord. Eve, Lucy, give it one last push.
Look! Something's coming out of one of the pictures.
Vini, vidi, vici!
Julius Caesar!
Come forth! Come forth, my legions!
Does he look familiar to you? It's the Roman army! The whole Roman army!
Army!
Advance!
And so, a battle is fought. Like all battles, it is not pleasant. It is brutal, bloody, and very hard won. And all Philip and Lucy can do is stay well back. They try not to get hit by any flying spears or stray arrows. Then...
Look! Lucy! Look over there by the other books.
It's her! My nurse! The pretenderette!
What's she doing?
She's
trying to open that book. She'll have a job. Remember how heavy the one we opened was?
She seems to be managing all right.
Which one is it?
Oh my goodness! It's the last days of Pompeii!
So?
You know how Pompeii was destroyed?
A volcano erupting, wasn't it? Vesuvius.
Oh no!
Philip, on the first page of the book is a picture of Vesuvius erupting.
Good grief! She's going to destroy the city! Come on! Dad Gray, please, don't open it!
You stay back, both of you!
But why? Why destroy the city?
Because I can't have it! And if I can't, no one else shall! There! Now it's done!
No!
That's Vesuvius. In a few seconds, there'll be nothing left. And anyone left alive will remember the city's destroyer forever.
You're mad!
Get away from me, you stupid
bird! Quick, Lucy! The cover! Come and close the book!
It's
too heavy!
It's going!
Guards are coming! Our guards!
The battle is over. The defeated barbarian soldiers are marched under guard to the book they came from. They jump into the book, become once again part of its pictures and words. They are consigned quite literally to the pages of history.